Dear diary, today was a great day. I finally got my first college acceptance letter. Mom was super happy too, of course. I was hesitant because it was actually from a college I didn't apply to, but then I got an email from my high school, and apparently an advisor submitted me as a candidate for this awesome new experimental college that only accepts like 10 people. I was a bit peeved that it was without my permission, but honestly, all that went away when I opened the acceptance letter. It was a complete free ride. Mom wouldn't have to pay a cent, and I'd be studying under some really incredible people. Biology, chemistry, engineering, computers, film, sound design, all taught by masters of their fields. Well, you know me and my unquenchable thirst for knowledge. And anyways, even if that weren't the case, Mom isn't exactly in a place where taking on a lot of debt is a great idea. Single motherhood is hard. So it wasn't my first choice, and I'm not totally sure why they chose me over anyone else with solid grades, but it's definitely too good an opportunity to pass up. I'll be honest, I'm actually really excited. Plus, when we opened the envelope, there was like this really pleasant smell, and there was a note that apparently the chemistry teacher whips up a unique fragrance for each student, and they're designed to help calm down the nerves we all get when opening college acceptance letters. It's just such an awesome little quirk of personality. It made this school seem that much more enticing. I gave it to my mom to smell too. It really calmed us down quick, I think. And a good thing too, because like the acceptance letter said, I need a relaxed and empty mind to make good decisions. And if I hadn't, I'd never get to go to the college of my dreams. Seriously, I think this will be a great experience for me. Dear diary, sorry I haven't written in so long. Things happen so quickly, I don't know where to start. I've been on campus maybe a week now, and this place doesn't mess around. Everything is top of the line. Can't imagine how expensive it would be without a full ride. Went through orientation, and it was kind of amazing. We're all girls here, but we were told not to worry about that, so we won't. Orientation was funny because the teachers are super nice, but also super strict, and they used visuals and sounds to accompany their lecture. Made me feel like my brain was just like a sponge, and I was soaking up their commands. And there was no resistance, and that's good. Good girls listen to their superiors. Apparently, the food here is actually manufactured to help us with daily living, which is awesome. Some of the teachers use their expertise, so the food and drinks we consume help us get in shape, keep our stamina up, and release chemicals in our brain to help with our stress. My head just feels relaxed and empty and pliable afterwards. Oddly, I think I'm hornier too, and my tits might be bigger. But that has nothing to do with the food they're giving us. That would be silly. I'm just a silly, dumb girl. Were all girls always this hot? Dear diary, it's been about 3 weeks since my last entry, and I think I've really gotten in the rhythm of this place. Students help the teachers with their personal projects, so it's kind of like being mentored rather than just being taught. My favorites are film analysis, chemistry, and fashion. Film analysis is probably my favorite. The professor sits one of us down to watch his films, and we're supposed to learn to focus on it while another student eats our pussy. Then at the end, we tell the professor what his film taught us, as well as give feedback on how the other girl can improve her pussy eating skills. It's so much fun. My second favorite is probably chemistry class because we get to test out so many strange formulas. There's some classics, of course, like enlarging or shrinking your tits, but there's also crazy stuff like making your girl physically older for a limited time. And let me tell you, there are some damn sexy MILFs in this class's future. And then there's fashion. You might think it's weird to have fashion class since good girls are always available and wet. Yes, master. Good girls are always available and wet. But there's actually a lot you can do without reducing the availability of your fuck holes. In fact, figuring out how to make ourselves available no matter what outfit we're wearing is a big part of the curriculum. I'm gonna be so prepared for the real world. I'm so horny. I have to go find someone to fuck me. Dear diary, I'm so excited. This month I finally won the Good Girl Award. It's an award given out to one girl a month here for being the best in the three main pillars of the scroll's teaching: obedience, proactive servitude, and depravity. Obviously, any educated female knows she must obey her superiors. That's Good Girl 101. But what gets you the credit is your excitement about obeying. You know, like how well you can convey that you are not only content to exist for the pleasure of men, but you actually crave mistreatment. I won because I kept a meticulous list of every order I obeyed without question this month. My count by the end was in the upper 500s. Plus, I've shown absolutely no resistance to anything. My masters were very happy with how malleable I've become. Good girls are malleable. Good girls obey. Of course, to be a truly good girl, you can't just obey your superiors. You have to predict what they need and provide it before they need it. I've gotten really good at that. Coffee, blowjobs, massages, test subject, table, footrest, you name it, I've provided it or been it. It's a lot of fun to provide so much pleasure to all my masters. It's become second nature now, or maybe first nature. It's my nature as a woman, as a girl, as a toy. I'm a toy. I'm a slut. I'm a fuck doll. I love being brainwashed. And then finally, there's depravity. I think that's what really earned me the award this month. I used all the skills my professors have taught me to send my mom all sorts of stuff that's made her super suggestible and programmable when given the trigger word. Letters with my chemical scent on them, voicemails with subliminal programming, brainwashing videos, and so on. I even sent her some of the clothing I made in fashion class. I think what cinched it is when I showed my film professor a live feed of her naked, masturbating, and begging to come to the school to be brainwashed properly, rather than the poor substitute brainwashing she received from her empty-headed, dumb bitch daughter. She'll be arriving next semester. I'm so excited to teach her everything I've learned. And your diary. I think this is my last entry. One of my professors saw me writing in you and wants you for himself. Good girls obey, so I will be giving him this extensive catalog of all my most personal thoughts tomorrow as ordered. It's so exciting. I love being a good girl, but I've got you for one more night, so that means one last entry. Coming to this school changed my life, truly. I never understood what it meant to be born with a cunt before. Now I can't imagine going back. Not that I'd have a choice to. I don't have any choices. Choices are only for superiors. I'm just a good girl. I'm just a toy. Please use me, master. Use my gun. Can you imagine what my life would have looked like if I went to one of those regular colleges? What a horrible mistake that would have been. Sure, there's plenty of good cock and pussy at those places, but I'd have taken a huge risk that there wouldn't be anyone there willing to put me in my place and use my tight little whore body. Oh, hold on one second. My professor's about to come in my mouth while I'm writing this. That's better. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I know there are some pretty depraved men out there. That's why I think the world needs more schools like this, so they can have their ways to put dumb bitches like me in their place without having to go through all the red tape. Luckily, there are some expansion plans being made. I'm doing my part to service that. Oh, I think there's another professor that wants to use me as a test subject. Gotta go. I love being a good girl.